Andy and Ken will be along shortly with the 7-second delay. We just heard from guitarist Geiger von Mueller and Blue Moon Frequency Number 4. Bud Powell, before that, Dear Old Stockholm. A mashup from Chris Shaw. Bradley Hall, he has a YouTube channel devoted to the guitar. And we heard him turning classic rock riffs into prog. It's all in the math. Mikey Wild from Philly, R.I.P. We heard I Was on Dope from Mikey Wild. Fleetwood Mac, it hypnotized. Robert Welch there on the vocal from the album Mystery to Me. My name's Irwin. I will be back in 2 weeks. Next week, you remember Sheila B. from Sophisticated Boom Boom. She will be filling in for me next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, probably playing prog. Stay tuned for 7-Second Delay with Ken and Andy. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. We'll be right back.
You deserve it, Irwin. You deserve everything.
What does Irwin deserve there?
I gave him some gum.
Oh, nice.
He'll do almost anything for gum.
Yeah, what kind of gum? People want to know what your favorite flavor is.
I chew Bazooka when I can get it.
Uh-huh.
Because it comes with fortunes and comics.
Comics?
Yeah.
Does it come with a fortune?
Yeah, Bazooka comics always come with a fortune.
I thought it just came with the comic of Bazooka Joe, whose turtlenecks never fit. I don't know what that guy's problem is. And what's your second choice to Bazooka gum?
I don't know, Ken. I don't know.
Double bubble? It has to be bubble gum, right?
Whatever you want to say.
Well, Ken. Listeners want, they've
they don't
asked
care.
Me. No, they have asked me what kind of gum you chew.
That's just sad. I would tell a listener that asked you what kind of gum I chew, I would tell them to to find a family member or a close friend and get a hug. They need a hug.
Oh, it's sad.
It's sad.
I'm not arguing that.
It's what they call FMU sad. When somebody is that lonely, they're wondering what kind of gum a DJ is chewing. Can you imagine that's something that actually is occupying your time? Hey, there's that DJ chewing gum. I hear him chewing gum. I wonder what kind of gum it is. I'm going to make a call.
Well, you're putting
I'm going to make a call.
You're putting it right in their ear. You know, you're their companion for this hour, and you're chewing right in their ear.
We must be doing something right.
Oh, where are you putting? Now you got all.
We must be doing. I mean, aren't we?
You got all self-conscious. You took your gum out, and where did you?
No,
put
the
it?
Gum's here. The gum's in my mouth. The gum's. Okay. I'm still chewing the gum.
Okay.
You know, if they don't like the chewing of the gum,
yeah,
there's a lot of other options. You know, a lot of things they could listen to on Wednesdays between 6 and 7. What else could they be listening to? What else is out there?
I don't think there's anything else that can be listened to at this hour.
Isn't there All News Radio out there somewhere? Is that still out there?
I think it signs off. Nobody wants to go up against us.
Oh, you know what might be out there? If they search for it on the internet?
What?
A podcast of some kind?
Yeah, they could possibly download the podcast.
I met a man yesterday, didn't have a podcast.
You and your tall tales.
Yeah. Podcasts are great.
I don't believe you.
Here's my impression of every podcast out there in the world right now.
Go ahead.
So who was the worst host on SNL? Steven Seagal. That's my impression. Every podcast.
You just listen to those comedy podcasts.
That's all. They just talk about 53-year-old sketches that they were in 1958.
Well, you know, there's a lot of other
podcasts. Who was another bad host? Milton Berle. Who was your favorite host? Madonna. That's all it is. It's just it's horrible.
So specifically,
yeah.
You only listen to SNL podcasts.
No, it's all that. Isn't that all that's out there?
No, there's quite a few other.
What else is out there?
There's history podcasts.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
There's political podcasts.
Yep.
I'm not against tariffs per se. I just think Trump is going about it in an ad hoc, convoluted way.
Oh, do you listen to political podcasts?
I don't have to. I just kind of summed them all up for you.
I don't know.
You're welcome.
I don't know.
Now you don't have to listen to any of them.
What you just quoted is not at all representative of current podcasts.
If you were to just randomly pick a current podcast, what would you hear?
Well, it would be Trump is Hitler.
Yeah, Trump is Hitler.
It would
worse
be
than Hitler.
As simple as that.
Hitler at least.
I mean,
Hitler at least, you know, he brought in stray dogs. Hitler and Eva Braun, yeah. They brought in stray animals. They adopted them.
Wait a second, is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, but Trump.
Really?
Trump would kill the stray dogs and eat them. I believe he has eaten them.
Adolf and Eva took in stray dogs?
Well, let's open the phone lines. Hi. Hey, if you're just tuning in, settle the bet. 201-209-9368. Why don't you Google Adolf Hitler.
Stray dogs?
Stray dogs.
Because Andy.
Yeah.
My wife and I take in stray dogs.
Yeah, that's true. And you have two or three Jewish families in your attic, locked up. I know the comparisons are uncanny.
Adolf Hitler. Stray dogs.
Okay, Let's see if I'm right.
You're turning around my whole image.
Hold on.
Of Adolf Hitler here.
Oh, Blondie. That was the name of his one dog.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Well, that's one dog.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, during his military service,
gotcha.
Hitler rescued a stray white fox terrier named Fushi.
Yeah, Fushi.
Or Fuschel.
Yeah.
Fuschel.
Yeah. Man, you ought to see Fushi hunt down those Jews. Chase him down, chase him right out of the woods.
Man, how did Fuschel get so
That's
good
a good
that?
Jew hunting dog.
And then, of course, he got Blondie.
Yeah, Blondie.
But apparently he had a lot of dogs.
Yeah, he and
he loved dogs.
He and Eva, yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Look, I'm not saying everything he did was good.
But he loved dogs.
There you go.
Fuschel.
Would you ever in a million years name a dog Blondie now after you learn this?
I would unlearn it. And then
and then name the dog Blondie?
Yeah. It's a great name for a dog, if it's blonde. But look, and Blondie's not blonde at all. Blondie's a black dog.
Yeah, he was good at naming dogs. He was also great at naming wars. World War II. That is catchy.
I don't think he named it.
He did. He came up with that.
No, he didn't. He didn't come up with the name World War II.
He did.
No, he didn't.
I think before you start a war, you've got to come up with a name. You can't just roll the tanks. Can't just wake up, roll the tanks without a name.
Well, the first thing he did was, invade Czechoslovakia?
Yeah, and then rolled the tanks into Poland?
And then Poland.
Yeah. World War II, he had the name.
He didn't call it World War II when he
rolled it. He workshopped it.
When he rolled into Czechoslovakia.
You know who ripped him off?
Who?
Francis Ford Coppola with The Godfather. Adding the two.
How so?
Adding the two.
At
Godfather Part II.
Well, that wasn't the first
sequel.
That
was such a ripoff.
But that wasn't the first sequel.
But that was the first sequel that used the term part two.
No, it
yes,
wasn't.
Oh, yes, it was. He actually insisted on it contractually.
That it had to be called The Godfather Part Two?
Yes, he wanted to make it clear that his vision was there are two parts of the same movie, of one movie. And it
Well, what about Mary Poppins Part Two?
No, that's a good point,
that
Ken.
Preceded
that's a good,
it.
That's a good and stupid point.
Well, if it's stupid, it's not very good, is it?
I know. That when I said good, that part of the sentence was sarcastic.
I guess Fuschel was almost like a pit bull, whereas Blondie was a German Shepherd.
Hey, you know what's interesting? Look at that. He was Time Magazine Man of the Year, right?
Yeah, and he had Blondie on the cover with
him. So Time Magazine... They used to.
Oh, look at Fuschel.
Yeah.
Oh, Fuschel's so cute.
Yeah, that's good, Ken. Hey, if you're just tuning in, Ken is admiring Hitler's dog. 201-209-9368.
Oh, Hitler's dog loved
so
Hitler.
So Time Magazine, for their Man of the Year, they didn't have to endorse the policies of the Man of the Year.
No.
Of the man. It was just who had the most impact on the news that year.
Yeah. Those were the good old days.
They were, yeah.
Okay, we have an irate listener. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's President Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Oh, hey, Pam.
Pam wants to have...
Pam, did you hear Ken just completely hijacked the show? He's talking about how wonderful Hitler's dogs seem to be treated.
Actually, Andy, I called for a different reason.
Okay.
I'm calling to let you know that there's no such thing as a presidential pardon for you.
Oh, really?
I'm
in trouble.
Last week.
We're going to start instituting like some jail time or fines or something for when you go off, speaking of off topic, going on these stupid, horrible sex things.
Like last week.
What did I say?
Oh my God, I got a lot of complaints.
You know, Andy, I have a podcast for you to listen to.
Yes?
It's called 7 Second Delay.
No thanks. I've heard about it. I've heard enough about it.
You can listen to the first 10 minutes of the last show.
Why? What did I... Wait, I can't... I honestly don't recall. Was I out of line?
I don't know what goes on in your life when you start talking all that crap. But
I know.
More therapy.
It's as if he has no daughters and doesn't have several wives. It's incredible. Well, he has two wives.
Can I say from the bottom of my heart, I don't recall if I crossed the line last week, but if I did, I truly am sorry. I truly am sorry. Last week was, if this means anything, and I'm not making an excuse, it's just an explanation, Pam. Last week was the anniversary of my father's death. He died of pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, that happened
when I was 17. I was still in high school.
About
yeah.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, no, and I guess I couldn't. And I guess it kind of affected me.
The memory comes up. Every
yeah,
Wednesday.
Exactly.
Yeah. He died in late July.
Well, I can talk to you about people who died in my life. Do you want to go down that tunnel?
Pancreatic cancer. My dad died in a tunnel. You mentioned tunnel. Just you mentioning tunnel brings back horrible, horrible memories.
Okay. I'm just serving you notice. The warning.
Yeah.
Next time.
My dad used to serve me notice all the time.
Tunnel?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be in trouble.
We're going to start instituting like MERS-BOW at level 10.
Yeah.
For at least a minute and then
yeah,
maybe two
baby.
Minutes.
Pam, how do you explain this? Because you're a student of human nature, right? Let me ask you this. Why do I love you now more than ever? Right now. Tell me why.
Do you like abuse, Andy?
I can think of so many things I could say, but I'm not.
I just
going
love you.
To.
I'm just. It's so enamored with you now.
You like strong.
You are not.
You like strong,
you're
empowered
just trying
women.
To suck up and make me feel better, and I'm not. You're still unnoticed.
Don't fall for it, Pam.
I'm not falling for it.
Well, I don't even
but
remember.
You can't
what...
give me that little sad little puppy dog face because I can't see you because this is a radio show.
I don't remember what I said. Just give me, just tell me, like, give me a hint.
We're not giving you a hint.
Because
anyway, you're on notice. There are no presidential.
Was
parties.
It about the cranial?
Have a wonderful
was
day.
It about?
Well, with the damn show.
Okay, well, here we go. Was it about
Bye.
How women
Bye,
have
Pam.
Smaller cranial capacity?
No. Look at little Fuchel. Fuchel reminds me of
5% less. If you're asking, are you wondering? Are you wondering how much smaller?
Petey. Fuchsia looks like Petey from The Little Rascals.
You're looking at Eva Braun's dog?
Adolf Hitler's dog. More Adolf's dog than Eva's.
He used to sleep right between them, that little dog.
Remember Norm MacDonald's bit about Adolf Hitler's dog? Oh, boy, was that funny.
He was funny. Funnier than me is what you're saying.
Oh, a lot funnier
that
than
seems,
you.
That's yeah. the subtext of what you're saying. Because you're sitting next to me and you're talking about other funny people.
There ain't no sub to that text.
It's okay. I have no feelings.
That's the Uber text.
Is the show over?
No.
Do we have a topic?
We've killed the first quarter of it, though.
Well done, brother.
Thank you.
Done and done.
Nice.
Done and done. You clap your hands.
No, we high-fived.
Oh, high-five. You know what's a really ugly sound? This is a little digression. Then we'll get to the show.
Okay.
The humans clapping hands. Humans clapping hands. That's not a good sound. That's a very unpleasant sound.
Well, you just don't like clapter. You're just anti-clapter.
I'm just, no, even you go to a concert. Even a James Taylor concert. Even James Taylor singing Fire and Rain.
Ugh.
This is, what does this mean? It's just such an unpleasant sound. I mean, remember the beatniks used to snap their fingers?
Yeah.
That kind of maybe is a little better.
That's better, yeah. Do you like foot stomping?
No. It's so unpleasant. You're in a theater, you're in an auditorium, 30,000 people.
Well,
don't you think humming would be better?
Soccer fans whistle.
Yeah, okay, I'd like to try that.
Whistling.
How about humming? Like after Freebird, after a big hit.
Okay, I'm down to do that.
How would we institute that as a change
in
society?
Bruce Springsteen concerts,
yeah.
People would chant Bruce,
yeah,
and it would sound like they were saying boo. It sounded like people were booing.
I know. If you want to boo Bruce Springsteen, it's a perfect plan.
Yeah,
no one would know. You could pay $450 for a ticket. You could stand in the back. And boo him. No one would
so
know.
So you hate applause. Interesting.
I'm not saying I hate applause.
That is just what you said.
What I said was, if you care, I hate applause. Oh, you're right. I said
yeah.
I hate applause. Oh, yeah. Okay. You're right.
Well, you're a performer. Next time you perform, you should ask the audience to not applaud.
Well, I asked them not to applaud with my choice of songs.
And
my delivery.
And your jokes.
Yeah, my jokes. It's my way of asking him not to applaud.
Yeah, I should mention also that we
It's the subtext.
We've rescheduled the WFMU DJ stand-up comedy night from September 12th. It's now going to be on September 19th.
It's a week later.
1 week later.
That'll give you and me a week.
Friday night.
That'll give you and me to hone our act.
Yes. A week to write an extra zinger. That's how long it takes me.
All and right. then, wouldn't it be funny if you postpone it again and you explain on the air, I'm not quite done with my zinger.
All right. Back
I don't care.
Back to the phone.
No. Let's just move on. No, Kenny.
It's probably somebody else complaining about you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm on the air.
Oh, hey, Sam.
This is Sammy Appraiser.
No, we've got it. Okay, Ken. Go ahead. Ken.
Oh, you can't talk to me?
No, we have a real topic.
You know that old adage, what is the sound of one hand clapping?
Yeah, Zen Koan.
It's the sound of Andy's audience.
Oh, I know what he means. Yes, there was a show. I did a show in New York in the mid-1980s, and there were three men there. They were amputees. They each had one hand. You're exactly right, Sam. Thank you for bringing that up.
No, I mean, that was
up.
A very gracious thing you did, performing a benefit show for the amputees. Not everybody would have done that.
Well, now you're making me feel guilty for having them removed.
They told them, break
now,
a leg.
Now I feel bad, now that you put it like that.
I didn't realize that you had them their arms removed.
No, I just had them removed.
What, from the club?
Okay, in hindsight. Okay, let me tell you about hindsight. Yeah. Always 2020. But look, they're taking up space for someone that could have applauded.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be a benefit. It was supposed to be a benefit concert.
Okay, I wish I had it back. I'm sure there are things you regret.
Nothing like that.
If they're listening, I'm apologizing, and I'll do anything I can, short of inconveniencing myself, to make it right.
Oh, what are the chances that they're still listening?
One in probably 500,000.
Yeah, all these years later.
Yeah.
Some of them probably had their ears amputated.
Because of how I sounded.
Well, they're probably dead by now because they were elderly amputees. That was the whole idea.
Yeah, God willing.
You know, they were vets.
God willing. Thank you, Ken, for making me look at the bright side. They're probably gone.
Thank you, Sam the Appraiser.
Thank you.
At least you stopped talking about Hitler.
Hitler's dog.
Yeah, Hitler's dog.
Not Hitler.
Yeah.
Hitler's adorable little pit bull, Fuchel. Fuchel. Little white pit bull with a brown spot on his face, just like Petey from The Little Rascals. What a little cutie. Look at him. What a good dog. Dog wasn't a Nazi. It's just a dog.
You go, Ken. You go, girl.
And looking at these pictures of Fuchel and Hitler... When did Hitler change his mustache? He had a normal mustache. Look at that. He had a regular, you know, mustache.
Yeah.
And then he changed it to be like a Charlie Chaplin mustache. I wonder when and why he did that.
This is it. This is the bottom.
It's not the bottom.
This is as bad
no,
as it
No, it's
gets.
Not the bottom.
This is it.
I wonder if Hitler... changed his mustache to a Charlie Chaplin-style mustache right around the time he was fixing a boiler.
Maybe he went to see, like, a Charlie Chaplin movie, you know, The Kid, you know, right? Uh-huh. Or the circus?
Well, apparently Charlie Chaplin was his role model for the mustache anyway. It was intended. He was imitating Charlie Chaplin. All right. In case you're just joining us, this is 7 Second Delay, program hosted by Andy Breckman here on WFMU every Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m.
Well, we're going to be changing the name to the Ken Friedman Adolf Hitler Mutual Admiration Society.
This Saturday at Monty Hall, the record and CD sale returns Saturday, August 9th.
What's the admission?
$5.
What's the dress code?
No dress required, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Why did you write handwritten push-up broth! Exclamation point.
That wasn't me. That's not my handwriting. 43 Montgomery Street, Jersey City.
Yeah.
We have priced LPs and 45s and $3 CDs.
They're worth every penny, by the way, those $3 CDs.
And we have bathrooms, too. I don't know if you remember when we used to have record sales and we had no bathrooms. Those days are over.
Popular demand.
We have two bathrooms on the ground floor.
Yep.
And then there's two more bathrooms in the basement. Most people don't know about the basement bathrooms. But
the people that know about the basement bathrooms are people you don't want to meet.
You could go up to little Matty Warwick and ask him if you could use the basement bathroom. He would ask you why you want to use the basement bathroom.
You want to make Matty Warwick laugh?
How do you do it?
When he says, why do you want to use the basement bathroom? Mm-hmm. Say this, number three. He loves a good number three joke.
We never found out what number three was. Hi, you're on the air.
Can we have a topic?
Yes, I know, and
wait,
we have a show.
I'm calling about the topic. So hitlersdogs.com, how much do you want to pay?
Oh, there it is. Okay, that's the topic. Okay, oh, my God.
Did you already look up the value of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Pam. First off, thank you, Pam. You're not only the show's president, but you've just rescued the show.
Hitlersdog.com.
Okay. So it's a Ken versus Andy. Just call us up. First off, go online, find a domain name that's available and for sale.
Well, not available.
Well,
one that's actually already
available for purchase.
Available for purchase. That's
and
right.
has a value assigned to it.
Right.
And Ken and I will try to guess the what the asking price is, and who's ever closest is a better person.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your guess, Andy?
For hitlersdog.com?
Yeah.
Well, there's no apostrophe after Hitler, so it's hitlers.com, correct?
Right.
I mean, hitlersdog.com?
Yep.
Is that a real website, Pam? It's available?
Well, it's really she's saying it's really for sale.
I actually...
No, she doesn't know.
I didn't go through all the whole thing, so I was just trying to move on.
Don't know if it's
but
really...
But this opens it up for other people to call.
Yes.
Why don't you quickly check, Pam? Are you at a computer?
I am checking, but I can't.
Well, you go to a site called GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy.com.
Yeah, and GoDaddy.com has a domain appraiser thing.
Right.
Okay.
I would guess hitlersdog.com. I would guess there's not much demand for hitlersdog.com.
I beg to differ.
I know you do. You beg for so many things, it's even hard to keep track. I'm going to say that is worth $80.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I'm going to say $3,000.
$3,000 for hitlersdog.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you go to buy a taken domain?
Yeah, let's see who's closer. $80 or $3,000? No, I think I would bet money that $3,000 is too high. I would bet money.
Okay, Ken, you're doing the work for me. Thank you.
Hitlersdog.com.
It's available
for $13.
No, that means it hasn't been registered yet.
Okay, it hasn't been registered yet. So therefore, the question is how much it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. We're looking for things that...
All right, goodbye.
Bye, Pam.
You mean that someone has bought and now is reselling.
Right.
Is what it is.
I can't believe that hitlersdog.com has not been taken.
I believe that you can't believe that it hasn't been taken. I believe that surprises me.
Oh, my God. Think of what we could do with that domain.
Think what we could do if we just move on and don't buy the domain.
Oh, very well.
So therefore, it's Pam
from the past.
We're looking.
Yeah. She was great.
Hi, past Pam.
She was great 2 minutes ago.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a domain for the game, but I wanted to clear something up very quickly about Hitler's mustache you were talking about.
Right.
The history of it is that in World War I, you know, there was a lot of chemical warfare going on, and he had a big mustache.
Yes.
And he couldn't get a good fit on his gas mask, and he was like, never again, and he shaved it so he could always get a good fit on the gas mask.
That's interesting. Story.
Wow.
Wow.
That mustache came from.
Good story.
But wait. But why didn't, can I ask then a follow-up question?
Yes.
Why didn't everybody on either the Allied side or the Axis side, why didn't everybody in World War I have a short mustache.
Well, then they did the thing where it was going to be against the rules of war to use chemical weapons in the future, but he was just like a holdout. So like it didn't really matter.
The Allies had better gas masks that would go around your whole face and chin.
Yeah, they were a generation ahead with the gas mask.
The Axis powers had gas masks, you know, that.
So you learn something every day, and unfortunately, today, that's what we learned.
Okay, caller, what's your name?
I am Jeff from Lower Baltimore, and I have a domain name that is for sale.
Okay Jeff, is it the name that you currently own?
No, it is not one that I own.
Okay, Jeff, what is the domain name?
Fruity Muffins. Fruity Muffins, as in like blueberry muffins.
Right. And then is it plural or singular?
Plural. Fruity Muffins.
Fruitymuffins.com. I'm going to say
you
that is worth.
Fruity Muffin.
Fruitymuffins.com. I'm going to say that is worth $400. Ken?
I'm going to say $6,000.
Oh, Ken. Who the hell? Oh, Ken.
Now, are you going prices right? Like, you know, you
go. No, we'll go whichever. We'll go whichever. We'll go whichever's closer. But now I am very curious.
I think you should go prices right, you know, like, and then okay. You could do the thing for like a dollar or like, you know,
well,
you
no,
400,
I think,
he does 401.
No, I think we should both try. I know, but that's more strategic then. I think it's more fun if we both try to get close.
Now, I like it when they go $1 over somebody and you basically screw them over.
Yeah.
Because then, like, there's no way they can win. And you're like, oh, like, I like that.
Then I think that the next half hour of our show is going to seriously disappoint you then.
Okay, well.
What is the
first time?
Tell me, yeah, exactly. It's kind of our trademark. What is the answer? Oh, Ken's looking it up on his own here.
Yeah, it's on Flippa. I'll give you the answer. It is $19.99, $1 less than $2,000.
Well, then it's not available. I mean, it has.
No, it is available. You can buy it.
No, it hasn't been taken.
Ken,
you're wrong. Ken, they've evaluated it. They've evaluated it, and they're not asking the minimum price. They're asking
a penny. They're asking a penny for it. It's not. Look.
I'm looking at it right now on this domain site that sells them. It's called Flippa, and it's for $2,000.
Look,
well, maybe the site you're looking at, Ken, is dated.
This is not right.
You're looking at a bad.
It's fruit muffins. I said fruity. That was my fault.
Oh, it's fruit muffins.
Fruit muffins are completely different.
It is so different.
So it's fruit muffins is available? I might get that one.
What would you do with that one?
Start a muffin business.
There you go.
Blueberry muffins with fruit.
There you go. And your dad said the world would eat you alive.
That's it. If fruit muffins is worth $2,000, fruity muffins would have to have some value. I should just get it and resell it.
Fruitmuffins.com is worth $2,000?
How could I buy stock in your company? What? It's a no-brainer. It's money in the bank.
Money in the bank. I've already, you can, I, I'm
Hey, how about that? Wait, Ken. Moneyinthebank.com. What's that worth? Moneyinthebank.com. Okay, that would be worth $10,000. Go ahead. What do you think it's worth, Ken?
I'm just trying to find a site that will tell us.
Well, go to GoDaddy.
I'm on GoDaddy.
Oh.
And it's not telling us.
No. Well, moneyinthebank.com is taken.
It's because I've done too many searches from WFMBA.
They won't tell you the estimated value?
It's not telling me the estimated value.
Well, maybe somebody can look it up for us.
Yeah.
Moneyinthebank.com. We need a listener to look it up for us.
Thanks, caller.
There's a fatal flaw here that we ourselves don't have access.
Right. That is the fatal flaw.
Fatal flaw number five?
I tried telling you about that earlier today.
You did try.
Yeah.
You didn't try very hard, but thank you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I believe I have a domain for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you determined that it's owned and for sale?
Okay, here's where I'm having trouble. Is the old building manager for the office that I worked in had a guy who the building manager said when you called him, it gave you these robots that were designed. They didn't sound like robots, but they were designed to keep you on the phone for as long as possible and really annoy you. So that's what I got the first time I called him. And he said it's because he owns all these domains and he gets a bunch of spam calls. So I found his website, and he has a bunch listed and some prices. But when I typed in one of these domains, it took me someplace else. So I'm a little confused over the technicalities.
But what are some of the names, and what are some of his prices?
Okay. Well, most of them say make offer, but one with the price is madebots.com. M-A-I-D-bots.com.
What the hell could that possibly mean to anyone?
Robot maids.
No, made box, like a cardboard box.
No, it's robot maids.
Robot
maids. B-O-T-S.
Oh, M-A-I-D-B-O-T-S.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. Oh, I see. Robot maids. M-A-I-D-B-O-T-S.
And you know how much they're trying to sell this for, a caller?
That's correct.
Okay.
Is that a $400,000 name?
No.
You don't think it is?
No. I'm going to say $10,000.
I'm going to say it's somewhere between $10,000 and $400,000.
No, you're saying $400,000. That's what you said. Caller, how much is it?
He's asking $4,599.
I win.
And maderobot.com is only $2,499.
Oh, because when you want a robot made, you want more than one.
That's right. But femalehumanoid.com, you have to make an offer on. And that's the same for humangeneediting.com.
Wow.
But you'd think, now, if they invent a robot made that can do the job.
They have them.
What are you talking about, the little vacuum cleaner deals?
The Roombas, yeah.
Well, that's not a maid. That's not a maid. Anyway. You can't make a Roomba dance, to Girl from Ipanema.
Oh, that's what
dance
you have.
To Bossa Nova.
That's what you have your housemakers do?
Yeah, that's part of the gig.
Dance to Girl from Ipanema?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Consuela, it's Girl from Ipanema.
Yeah.
Please, Mr. Breckman, I have three more bathrooms to clean. Consuela.
This is the kind of thing that Pam was talking about. You know?
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
No, I don't think it is. Pam's into this.
No,
kind
you
of
have
humor.
To. You have to go home tonight and tell your wife. And
how do you explain this? Pam is in San Francisco right now, laughing and laughing. How do you explain that? She's going, "Oh, Andy, you scamp."
She's smiling, but she's pressing some cuticle scissors into the palm of her hand.
Can I chime in with one more thing before I go?
No.
I hope you get the help you need.
No. What a great response to that question. Can I chime in with one more thing? No.
Well, it was the chiming in. It was the chiming. If he had said cut in or break in or add something, no problem.
You're a tough room.
Hi, you're on the air.
WFMU is a tough room.
So I win madebots.com.
Fine, Ken. Whatever makes you happy, son.
Okay. Hi, caller.
Hello. What did you say for money in the bank again? I got the value.
Oh, moneyinthebank.com?
Okay. Is it really for sale?
Yeah. It's estimated value.
Okay. I would say it's $3,000.
I'm going to say $10,000.
Yeah, probably. I am probably low. You're right.
It's $4,272. Estimated value. GoDaddy.
Wow. Andy wins.
moneyinthebank.com. Boy, it seems like such a great one to have.
Well, it's long. That's one thing that they...
What is the most valuable domain name, do you think, in the world? I think I know what it is.
What?
I think it's either cards.com or homes.com.
I doubt it.
What do you think it is?
It's sex.com.
No, I bet sex.com's not even taken. Who would
think? Are you kidding me?
Who would think to do that?
It's like the old White House website.
Nobody wants to think about sex.
What was the old White House website?
Well, whitehouse.com was different than whitehouse.gov.
That's right.
Oh, whitehouse.com was sexual?
Yeah, even before, it was before Clinton. You know, they had it for a long time right there back in 91.
Well, whitehouse.com, wasn't that the website for your masturbation club for a while?
They made me change it.
At first?
It didn't, because Pam complained.
Oh,
you know Pam.
Jeez, Louise. Well, you're better off with andysmasturbationclub.com. It's more direct.
It's easy to remember.
Hey, yeah. Do you think masturbationclub.com is available? Or do you think it's taken?
I don't know.
I know, but what do you think? All of course, right. You don't know. By the way, I love you for not knowing. Wait. First off, how do you know how to spell masturbation? How do you know how to spell masturbation, Ken? Huh? Why don't you answer that question?
I was an English major.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Before you hit send, you think it's available?
No, I don't. I don't think it's available. You think it's available?
I have no. I don't even want to think about it. Do I have to
think
about it?
Are you doing masturbation.club or masturbationclub.com?
Masturbationclub.com.
Okay.
It's so taken that it won't even come up. There's so many people trying to hit it right now.
Wait, did you hit search?
It's frozen. That's because there's so many people all over the world wanting to join. Sign me up.
Oh, I'm so glad it's on your computer. I can't wait to see what your algorithm's feeding you tomorrow morning. I can't wait.
Oh, well, I won't be on the air tomorrow morning.
Oh, I can't wait.
This will be what Clay Pigeon has to deal with. And it's not loading anything. It's like it's blocked or something.
Yeah, the DNS probably isn't resolving.
There you go. But it must be available. I mean, it must not be available.
You could try incognito mode for the GoDaddy. You know, it probably just remembers cookies.
Yeah, it says server at masturbationclub.com is taking too long to respond. What are you doing, Andy?
I just have to return a quick text.
Oh, great. Tell us what text you got tell us how you're responding.
Okay.
Masturbationclub.com. Let's see here. And Bluehost is finding the domain. And it's taken. Yes, it is taken. Masturbationclub.com.
Okay. And what is it? What is it used for?
Somebody has a club. There's a lot of other things.
Wait. But what the hell happens when you go to the site?
It doesn't load.
Yeah, it's probably on a different port or something. You know, it's a masturbation club.
Yeah, it's a masturbation club, Andy.
As long as they spell your name right.
But it is taken. Well, thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Thanks for telling us about moneyinthebank.com. Hi, you're on the air.
I got a domain for you.
Okay.
Ismydoggay.com.
Is my dog gay? And then do you put a question mark or just as it is?
No question mark. I don't think they allowed it.
Probably not.
And you looked this up already, and it's taken, and it's for sale. Is that right?
Yes. I'm looking at the evaluation via GoDaddy.
Okay, great.
There is one easy way to tell if your dog is gay. I don't need a website to tell me.
Oh, what's that?
Okay, let's say, this is hypothetical. Let's say you have a male dog, okay?
Right.
You come home one day,
yep.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Where's Ginger? Ginger's in the backyard.
Well, Ginger's not the name of a male dog.
Okay, you're right. Where's Greg?
Greg.
Yeah, Greg's in the backyard.
Greg the dog. Okay.
Greg the dog, and he's in the backyard.
Oh.
And he's mounted Sam.
Uh-huh.
And they're like one solid unit now.
I see.
Bonded together.
Did you put them up to this?
Well, yes, I did.
that's animal.
So I guess
animal cruelty.
I guess the question isn't answered then if the dog is gay or not.
Yeah, that's what's
You're right.
known as.
Yeah, you can't crazy glue two male dogs together and then use it as evidence.
My point exactly.
Yeah. No, you're right. Believe me, you're right.
No, I've had a couple of gay dogs. It was no problem figuring out that my dogs were gay. Rooster was gay and Oliver was gay. I'm not even going to tell you how I figured it out. It was quite obvious.
Do you think the domain name's available?
It is. Our caller is telling us that ismydoggay.com is available and it is for sale, and I'm going to guess $7,000.
Oof. I'm going to guess $7,004.
Okay, well, caller, how much is it?
$569.
I win.
Wait, is there available, which means if you tried to find that website now, it would be, there'd be nothing there.
Usually there's like a warehouse page. Ismydoggay.com. Yeah, there we go. It's parked free, courtesy of GoDaddy.com.
Now, you know, if you had an exclamation point after the word gay, it would be a completely different reading. It would be a completely different context.
Yeah.
Is my dog gay? Like, I'm so excited. I'm so proud.
Yeah, I'm not
sure. That would be different.
Can you put a question mark in?
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yeah, I didn't think you could. Yeah, it just ignores the question mark. Thank you, caller.
All right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Love the show. Can't believe I got through.
How much is this worth, Ken? Is my husband gay.com?
Yes.
Go ahead. How much do you think?
Well, we don't. It might be available.
It's not. Okay. You know that's not available.
Well,
How much is this one, Ken?
We need a listener to check.
How much is this one? Is your husband gay.com? Oh, you can't go on. You can't. Okay. We need a listener to check because you've been blocked.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
I just typed in "is my huz,"
yeah,
and
then
the suggested completions are: is my husband a narcissist?
Uh huh.
Is my husband cheating?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is my husband a narcissist? Quiz.
Okay.
Is my husband a dependent?
Oh yeah, that would be horrible.
Is my husband autistic? Is my husband an alcoholic?
You know, all these don't preclude the other. You can be an autistic alcoholic who is cheating and narcissistic at the same time.
That's true. You're right, Andy. You're very wise. And the last one is my husband entitled to my inheritance? Now let's type in is my wife and see what we get. Is my wife cheating? Is my wife a dependent? Is my wife a dependent for health insurance? Is my wife my spouse?
Huh. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Is my wife a narcissist? Quiz. Is my wife a dependent? If
now
she
what
does
happens,
not
well? What happens if you determine that you're married to a narcissist? What do you do? What's the next step?
I think you have to ask your ex-wife Beth, Mary about that.
That is probably very true. But what do? A narcissist is not going to change his spots. You loved him when he was a narcissist,
right?
Before you were married.
Well, I believe what your ex-wife Mary did is she asked for a divorce.
I believe, just to correct you slightly, she begged for a divorce.
Is my son a psychopath? Is my son a narcissist? Is my son autistic?
Wait, is my son a narcissist? What is the obsession with narcissism?
People are trying to figure out whether they're the crazy one or whether the other person is the crazy one, I think.
Well, if you have to ask, the answer is obvious, isn't it?
No.
It's not?
No, I don't think so. Hey, our caller has a domain.
Okay.
Caller, go ahead. What's your domain?
Yes, hi. This is meant to be a domain that I own.
Okay.
I mean, I'm asking. That's the premise.
No, it has to be a domain that somebody owns and it's for sale.
But you could own it, and if you have an asking price,
yeah, if you own it, it counts.
I mean, I own it, and I know what the estimated value is.
Perfect.
Do you know what you paid for it? Okay, tell us. Well, first off, tell us the domain name.
I know what I paid for it.
Okay, tell us the domain name.
The domain is poolpenis.com.
Are you saying
poolpenis.com?
You're saying pool like swimming pool.
Correct.
And how many of these domains?
Originally conceived for a giant inflatable floating penis.
Oh, I see. Like a pool toy, like a toy that you might market yourself.
I'm going to guess you own a lot of these domains.
I'm going to guess.
But it also could be a pool cue because the shape and girth of a pool cue could also lend itself to a design that could also be so named.
No, don't call your pool cue a pool penis. That's just
don't tell me to call my pool cue.
It's a tip. No. It's just a tip for me if you want to. If you want to be invited back to the party. But, okay, it's a pool penis. So it could be like, do you understand, Ken? It's a pool toy. It's an inflatable raft.
Oh,
it's, right?
Floating in a giant penis.
I've seen them.
It's in the shape of a giant penis.
I've seen pool penises.
Oh, you mean the last time you were at the Playboy Mansion?
No.
Yeah? In the grotto? Playboy Mansion?
A bunch of gal friends of mine had a bridal shower at my house.
Yeah.
And they left.
Yeah.
And they left a pool penis behind.
Oh, yeah. I remember you were yelling, dibs on that pool penis, as loud as you could.
That's the demographic, folks.
Okay. So it's a girl's bridal shower party toy.
Yes.
Poolpenis.com. I'm going to say it's worth... Well, that's worth, if you want to, okay, let's say you're starting a company, you want to market these things, you would pay $300 for that.
I'm going to say $2,700.
Woo! Okay, well, I bought it for 99 cents in 2010.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is now, putatively worth $505.
Yeah, 2010, that's before pool penises really caught on.
Right, they were really cool. Yeah, man. I was way
Andy wins. Andy wins, and it's a tie ball game.
Oh, you're really keeping
it's
score?
It's 2-2.
Oh, that's great, Kenny.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Pool Penis. That guy has a lot of domains, I can tell.
Yeah. You're right about that, Ken. Pool Penis was not his first rodeo.
Yeah.
Last call. Last try.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Creston in South Carolina.
Hey, Creston. Great to hear from you.
Really great to hear from you.
Oh, thanks. It's great to hear from you guys, too.
Creston says he likes the show, and it's great to hear from us.
Well, yeah, I see Creston's name on the chat board all the time. It's good to hear his voice.
Yeah, Creston, we're often seeing your name on the chat board.
We tune you in at work. You guys,
Creston says, Creston's saying that at work they like to tune us in. He listens to us almost every day. I can hear Creston's voice.
You don't need to.
Ken is saying that he hears you loud and clear.
And
there's no need to repeat
Creston
everything you say.
Creston can hear me.
Andy, Ken is talking.
Yes. Now, Ken, Creston is chastising me for dominating this call for speaking over him.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Let's pass the talking stick around. Just kidding. Yeah, no, my domain name for sale is, what was it called again? Tummy Shorts. How much do you think Tummy Shorts is worth?
Tummy Shorts.
I'm guessing it's some kind of maternity wear, something like that.
Oh, I see. Okay, it's probably somebody starting a company. That's right, manufacturing maternity, a clothing line.
Goes over your belly.
Tummy Shorts.
Tummy Shorts? Yes.
Goes over your pregnant belly.
Not my nickname in high school.
Now, I can't help but wonder why your girlfriend or wife knows this. Is this a company she has starting?
No. We were just curious, and we were surfing around, and we found Tummy Shorts.
And it's for sale. It's not that it's available. It's not that it's available.
As an opening bid.
Okay. I'd love to know how that conversation got to Tummy Shorts. I'd love to deconstruct.
Tummy Shorts.
Tummy. As in like your tummy.
Yeah.
Your tum-tum.
Well, I'm going to say it's not worth much. I'm going to say $120.
I'm going to say $1,000.
Oh, please. Why? Tummy Shorts.
You guys will be surprised to learn that the opening bid is $6,000.
I win.
Is Tummy Shorts...
Sale for $6,000.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is Tummy Shorts already... Grand. Is it already a type of clothing that I'm not aware of? Is it already a term?
I have no idea. I do not own a pair of Tummy Shorts myself.
Well, okay, here's what we need you to do. Just ask your wife or girlfriend who's in the next room there.
Well, it's my best friend.
Your best friend.
She is of the female origin.
Tummy Shorts. Oh, so, there it is. $6,000. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
$6,000, man.
It must mean something. Maybe it's slang that I'm not aware of.
What do you think Tummy Shorts are, Sasha?
They're shorts.
They're shorts for pregnant
ladies, and the shorts go up high enough to go over your belly.
I can see why Sasha's your best friend.
I'm guessing so. I'm picturing like soccer moms with their vans. You know,
because you can't wear
high-waisted.
If you're really pregnant, you sure as hell can't be walking around in jorts.
No, you can't.
Wait.
I have known that woman that she does exist.
The jorts just keep falling down.
Wait. So these are shorts that go up that actually are the waistline expands enough to go over your tummy.
That way they'll stay on. Yeah,
exactly.
And then what better name than Tummy Shorts?
It's so cute.
Right.
$6,000.
That's why it's worth $6,000.
But nobody's taking it. It's not taken, which is
also... Well, thank you, Creston.
No, you're welcome. Thank you, Ken and Andy.
Creston's
you know what
great.
I looked up earlier today, Andy, was WFMU.com. How much do you think that's worth?
I know that some guy had it and was sitting on it and was driving you a little crazy.
Yes.
And I believe, if my memory serves, at the time, this might be 10 years ago, a decade ago, at the time he was asking 10 grand. Is that close to right?
I don't recall what it was going for.
What is
10
it?
Years
what
ago.
Is it going for now?
It's going for around 7,500 now.
So it's less. I take credit for that, for it going down in price.
But all I can tell you is that when it first was warehoused, it was only $3,000. And I couldn't believe they were asking $3,000 for it.
Are you tempted at all?
And that was, no, I mean, if I wanted to litigate over it, I could get it for free because we have WFMU trademarked. And also it's the name of a, you know, our federal FCC license. So I think we could get it.
But would it cost you money to litigate it?
Yeah, unless I had a lawyer who was willing to do it for
And me. What happens if you go to WFMU.com?
I'm sure we just get a warehouse page.
Maybe you get a better station. Why don't you try it?
Well, I
Maybe there's a great radio station
that
plays some Eagles, some hits. Oh, my God, this could be.
Oh, my God. No, it's just a warehouse.
And who owns it? What's his name?
I don't know.
Let's call him. Let's call him. Wait, there's a phone number.
There's no phone number.
Yeah, there's a phone number there on the right.
That's the GoDaddy phone number.
Oh. Well, let's call him and offer them. You know what? I want to buy it.
No, I actually.
I want to buy it.
I actually, once upon a time, did make an offer on WFMU.com.
Yeah.
And they were not interested. I think I offered, you know, around. I think when it was available for. Like $5,000, I think I offered like half of it. I offered like $2,500, and they said nope.
But it's still. But isn't that a decade? It's sitting on the shelf for a decade at least.
But it just keeps going up in value.
Well, that's because WFMU.org is going down in value.
Au contraire, I would say it's because WFMU. Is probably getting more and more web traffic. That's the reason why it keeps going higher in value.
What would you do with WFMU.com? Would you just link it to your to the mothership?
Oh, just you wait and see.
Come on, let's call the guy. Call him. Wait, we have 5 minutes.
There's no guy.
No, call GoDaddy. Let's say we want to make an offer.
No, we
why?
Won't. We won't be able to reach a person. You're so naive.
You're so naive. You're more naive. How naive am I, 1 to 10?
9.5.
Oh, okay. Then I am naive. All right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have one that is a little more well-known.
Okay.
Okay.
But is definitely no longer in use, and according to GoDaddy, it is for sale.
I'm so curious
And
now.
Do you know the price?
I do.
Okay, what is it?
It is Jeb2016.com. It was Jeb Bush's campaign website.
Wow. Oh, that's fascinating.
Wait, but how? But of what use would it be to anyone?
Well, I don't know.
It must be worth
it.
I'm going to guess 99 cents. It's just worthless.
I'm gonna guess $300.
$300? What for? What? What would you do with it?
Like redirect it to? I don't know.
Yeah, redirect it. So people
go. It is listed on GoDaddy for $99,000.
$99,000! I win again.
Why don't you offer half of it, Ken? Maybe you get a bargain.
$99,000.
Andy was close if you just moved the decimal.
I win again, says Ken.
4-2. I win. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Hey, Andy, great cartoon in the current issue of Lowest Common Denominator, WFMU's magazine.
Oh, very thanks. Nice. It was my son Evan's joke, and then I drew it.
Oh, yeah?
I drew it up, yeah. Hey, it was fun getting a magazine.
Yeah. We sent out LCD to everybody in the United States who pledged $75 or more.
You're getting a nice response?
Yep. But if you fall outside of that criteria and you want a copy, we will send you one. You have to go to iwantmylcd.com. How much is that domain worth?
I don't know. Is it worth more or less than Masturbation Club?
Less.
Hitler'sDog.com.
Fushol. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you to Jeremiah for the great newsletter, and thank you, President Pam, for putting Andy on notice, among other things. What are you doing now, Andy?
I just have some stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's been a rough day at work, you were saying.
I have a grown-up job.
Are you getting wrapped up in the whole...
Yes, I'm getting wrapped up in the whole...
Skydance, Paramount, CBS, brouhaha?
So far, I've dodged that bullet.
What side are you on?
I'm on the side whoever will buy me lunch tomorrow.
Okay. What side is that right now? Is that Skydance?
I don't think it will affect me, unfortunately.
Have you gotten an email from the Skydance, the big bosses at Skydance yet?
Welcome to Skydance.
Yeah.
My welcome to Skydance.
Who is Skydance anyway? I don't even understand what happened. Skydance bought Paramount, which bought CBS? What happened?
Exactly.
That is what happened? Or you don't know what happened either?
I don't know what happened either. It doesn't affect me. That's all. It happened so far above my pay grade. Look, the important thing is MasturbationClub.com is available.
It's worth a lot of money. Hey, Don, come on in. We need the opener to 21 Lounge with Don Fleming. Just pop it on in there. And don't forget that September 19th is the WFMU DJ Stand-Up Comedy Club. Andy and I are hosting. Tickets will go on sale at WFMU.org in the next couple of days, I believe. And how many zingers have you worked out, Andy?
I'm looking forward to it. How many minutes do you expect me to do? I have a solid, tight 70 seconds.
I was hoping you might be able to do 5 minutes.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I guess if you add the laughter.
No, we don't add laughter. We can add clapter.
No, I don't want to hear.
You love clapter.
I don't love clapter.
All right, thanks everybody, and stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
You're the best. You're the best, Kenny.
Lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy, and you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chillin.
Way out here, they got a name for rain and wind and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire is Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around, sends the clouds flying. Mariah makes the mountains sound like folks were up there dying. Before I knew Mariah's name, I heard her wailing, whining. I had a girl, and she had me, and the sun was always shining. And Then one day I left my girl, left her far behind me, and now I'm lost, so go darn lost. Not even God can find me. Wind and fire only. When you're lost and all alone, there ain't no word but lonely. And I'm a lost and lonely man, without a star to guide me. Mariah, blow my love to me. I need my girl beside me.
Believe. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 21 Lounge. This is Don Fleming. We're here to celebrate